Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Bagpipes, hurdy-gurdy, bird calls, and other oddities graced the ears of 18th century listeners, even sometimes accompanied by orchestra. On this edition of Harmonia, we'll explore the refined sounds of outdoor music in the listening parlor. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
You heard a bagpipe and the hurdy-gurdy in Joseph Baudin de Boismortier's Cinquième Gentillesse, Opus 45. Baroque French courts were enamored with the sound and idea of country peasant instruments serving in an orchestral or chamber music capacity. Quite a lot of music survives for bagpipes, hurdy-gurdy, and flutes, all of which were considered pastoral or rural in nature. Notions of country music go back much farther than most of us think. In 17th and 18th century Europe, composers turned to the rural parts of the world in search of musical novelty. Composers wrote for such country instruments as bagpipe and hurdy-gurdy, and wrote what they thought of as country music for flutes, recorders, double reeds, and of course, strings. In France especially, this kind of music became a major fad, lasting well into the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. Many music books were produced for the bagpipe, which they called the musette, and the hurdy-gurdy. Almost all French Baroque composers wrote something for these pastoral instruments. Joseph Baudin de Boismortier was a prolific composer and one of the few French Baroque composers who made a living entirely outside the courtly world of Versailles. Here's Boismortier's Premier Ballet, featuring hurdy-gurdy, musette, winds, and strings. That was Joseph Baudin de Boismortier's instrumental ballet for hurdy-gurdy, musette, winds, and strings, performed by Le Concert Spirituel. Boismortier published four of these pieces in 1734, at the height of the country music fad. French high society was very fond of what they considered country music and the instruments found in pastoral settings. The ladies and gentlemen liked to cavort about as shepherds and villagers with music to match the occasions. Many instructional books were published, and quite a lot of printed music survives as well. Trust the French imagination to elevate simple country living to an art form. We'll now move from a large ensemble setting to a smaller one. Here's part of Jacques Aubert's Première Amusette of 1733, played by bassoonist Anna Marsh and Robert Green on hurdy-gurdy. Was Anna Marsh, Baroque Bassoon, and Rob Green, hurdy-gurdy, in recital at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, performing part of Jacques Aubert's Première Amusette from 1733. Another popular rustic instrument in French Baroque music was the bagpipe, or musette. Duets were a popular setting for amateur musicians in early 18th century France. Here's Jean-Christophe Maillard and Jean-Pierre Van Hayes playing Nicolas Chedevit de Cadet's Les Impromptus de Fontainebleau.
Thank you.
That was a duet for Musettes by Nicolas Chedeville-Lecadet, performed by Jean-Christophe Maillard and Jean-Pierre Van Hayes. On this edition of Harmonia, we're exploring the world of unusual outdoor sounds and instruments brought indoors for the pleasure of the concert-going public. When we come back, nightingales and goldfinches in concert. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On this week's Harmonia, you're hearing sounds associated with the outdoors, shepherd's pipes, hurdy-gurdies, and now, music that's truly for the birds. Music imitating bird calls have been in use for centuries. Perhaps the most famous English-language bird call song is from Handel's L'Allegro. Here's the King's Consort performing Sweet Bird.
Most rare and cool.
Handel's Sweet Bird, with its flute solo in imitation of bird calls, from his L'Allegro, Il Penseroso ed Il Moderato, played by the King's Consort. Next, Variations on Engel's Nachtigaltje by Jan van Eyck. It comes from the composer's collection of 140 variations for recorder on popular tunes and psalms. Dan Lauren is the performer.
Thank you.
That was Dan Lauren performing Jan van Eyck's variations on Engels' Nachtigallia. Even Antonio Vivaldi wrote music in imitation of birds. His concerto Il Gardellino exists in two versions. The first version was for a chamber ensemble of flute, recorder, or violin, oboe or violin, and bassoon or cello. Here's Janet C. playing the solo flute concerto version of Il Gardellino, or The Goldfinch, with the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra under the direction of Nicholas McGagan.
Thank you.
The soloist was Janet C., and the piece was Vivaldi's concerto called Il Gardellino, or The Goldfinch, for flute and orchestra. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Keith Collins. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.